I'm guessing you don't have a sack bonus since you said it didn't matter. You didn't put that in your last contract?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Maybe you need to get a codice put on there. Call Rick up and say, hey, I need to add this.
No, I ain't going to do that.
What do you think your role is now in the defense?
Honestly, just a guy who just leads by example. Honestly, just goes out there and put his hard hat on and just go out there and do the best for his team and just be able to be a guy to get the defense some juice or the team.
How would you describe what y'all did in the second half to them?
It was pretty much how I would describe it is that that's exactly who we are. We didn't start off the way that we wanted, but we need the way that we played in the second half, we need to play that for all 60 minutes.
What does that require for y'all to do that?
Pretty much it started off from the get-go. We had a perfect execution. We know that there's going to be some mistakes, but we got to keep playing hard, keep fighting, and play some complimentary football.
What was the change that kind of flipped the switch for you guys? Because it really felt like a flip of a switch.
Yeah, well, you know, it was the first game of the season, and pregame jitters, things like that. And typically we understood that going into this game, there were going to be some mistakes. But came in the second half, had a talk, went back out there and did exactly what we needed to do.
The halftime adjustments around here are such a big thing. This coaching staff seems to do a great job. How much faith do you have in that when they're talking to you at halftime that if we do what they say, we can go out and play like that in the second half?
A ton of faith. I mean, we game plan all week. The coaches are up there always breaking down film all the time, even ahead. Even ahead of the opponents that we're facing in the week. And so we trust exactly what they're giving us on paper, on film, our keys to read, things like that. And especially when we come into a halftime to game plan or kind of adjust, it helps us out tremendously. And we trust exactly what they know. They're knowledgeable about the game.
How much faith do you guys have in Max and the fact he's got to get in there and play in the middle of the
game? Yeah, man, we got a lot of faith in that guy, definitely. He's a very, very smart player. And it shows in the meeting room. It's impressive how he understands the game, sees exactly what's about to happen before it even happens. So it's pretty impressive.